Be still. This is commentary from James Brown. On sleepless nights, my mother used to tell me, be still. It wasn't a threat. It wasn't even a suggestion. It was a command, as only she could. Be still. She said it when I couldn't stop pacing. She said it when I couldn't stop getting out of bed. When my mind wouldn't shut up. When I was worried about money, girls, grades, and the future. Some things never change. Be still. As a kid, I thought it meant stop fidgeting. As a man, I hear it differently. It means calm your breath. Step back. Stop trying to force something to happen at 2:45 in the morning that isn't meant to happen till the sun comes up. It means surrender. Not to failure, but to the idea that the rest is not wasted time. That stillness is not the opposite of action. It's often a prerequisite. I'm still learning that. These days, when I'm wide-eyed and wired for no good reason at 2 a.m., I remember her voice. I try to listen. I try to put the phone down. I stop refreshing the news. I stare at the ceiling like it holds answers. And sometimes I find peace there. Just long enough to drift back into sleep. So here's my question. What helps you fall asleep when your mind won't quit? Let me know in the comments and support my work at jamesbrowntv.substack.com. On that note, I'm James Brown, and as always, be well.